Question 4. In a sixth grade classroom in Montreal, Quebec, a teacher faced the most divisive group she had ever taught. The class was torn apart by racial conflict. Blacks and whites exchanged insults and physically assaulted each other during recess and after school. The school psychologist observed the class and recommended that the teacher put together children who have trouble getting along. Give them joint assignments and projects, he said. Monitor them closely. Most important, stick with the groups even if they don't seem to be working in the beginning. The teacher started having students work together, usually in threes or fours, in all subjects for part of every day. They worked on math problems in groups, researched social studies questions in groups, practiced reading to each other in groups, and so on. It took them 2 months to make this really work, the teacher says, but they finally got it together. What's more, their test scores went up. I couldn't believe it was the same class.